Hello and welcome to episode 323 of Spread Kids A Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week, Disney owns our podcast. They did try to purchase it. They wanted more than the 5% royalties.
Yeah, so we said 50-50 split, yeah. Motherfuckers.
we'll get into that.
First day gross only, though.
But
we keep merchandising. It's very important.
This fucking...
Also, got to understand that on the Thai characters, we separate those, and that also in the nighttime we get custody. Sorry, have you read that? Like,
who gets Night Monkey?
No one gets Night Monkey. Night Monkey is
up for adoption.
Yeah, well, obviously, okay. He's European owned. He's free.
Okay, all right.
Free basing.
So we'll get into a lot of Disney news. Some good, some bad. We'll figure that out. But first, we're going to get to our streaming review.
Which I didn't finish because I'm an asshole.
Guess who even suggested this movie?
I was the person. I do have the intents to finish it because I'm digging on it. So it's just been a really, shitty best.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
anyways, so excuses.
This week's streaming review, Hammer wanted us to watch
The Wandering Earth. Sorry, dude.
So he didn't understand when I told him this while we were playing Division. It's dubbed.
Oh,
that's what I said, and you're like,
dubbed? I was like, yeah, it's dubbed. I didn't know what you were trying to say then.
It's dubbed? I was like, yes, it's dubbed. And you're like, huh. And I knew you didn't, and I was just like, I'm going to let it go, and I'll tell the rule of thirds, right?
And after the third time, you're like, you know what? It's probably not that important, and if I keep asking, it's going to piss somebody off.
But I was like, it's dubbed. What was the problem with it's dubbed? It's a foreign film.
I literally couldn't understand what you said, and I was like, I'll let it
go. So I was expecting subtitled. Yeah. It wasn't subtitled. It was dubbed, so yeah. That helps. I mean, granted, it is always weird to watch a movie that is dubbed, mm-hmm. just because you're like, you're not talking and you're talking.
Yeah.
You know, it does the Godzilla thing of their mouth constantly moving and they're saying hello, and you're like, that's not how you say hello. But, like,
it's disorienting.
You get over it because you're just like, okay, whatever. Yeah. I had probably a harder time with it as a kid than I do as an adult.
Well, I think we understand the reason behind it. When as a kid you didn't fucking get it, you're like, why didn't they just do it in English? Yeah. You're like, oh, there's other countries out there.
So it is a Chinese film, right?
Yep.
Chinese film where the sun is basically going to explode,
mm-hmm.
and the scientific community of Earth have determined that the only way for humanity to survive is to propel Earth 2,500 years into another solar system.
I think so.
Yeah.
But, essentially to escape our solar system is the best way. Like, I don't remember the details. I just remember, like, we're going to rocket man the shit out of this fucking planet.
One, I don't think that's actually even remotely feasibly possible, regardless of how many... the gravitational pull of the sun is immense.
There are theories. The Wandering Earth theory is a theory out there.
Well, there is... There are wandering planets.
Yeah, no, but there is a theory called the Wandering Earth talking about if the sun loses, like, if it, because as it dies, it becomes smaller, essentially, and if it has less mass, essentially it has less gravity, so there's a chance farther and further of its orbit going so far out that it essentially become a wandering planet. This is rockets, so.
So, they are going to search for another solar system, I guess. I don't understand how they're going to stop and get into a gravitational pull and an orb, but whatever.
Yeah, who fuck cares?
We're just going to let that happen. So, they are moving. They get caught in Jupiter's gravitational pull and are going to collide with Jupiter unless they essentially blow up the fucking planet of Jupiter. To use that shockwave to propel them out of the gravitational pull of Jupiter.
So,
now,
it's a Chinese Roland Emmerich film. Instead of blowing up a planet or blowing parts of continents up, now he's blowing up a solar system.
What I do like about, foreign films, I guess, is that they take risks that Hollywood studios, not sci-fi, would not take.
Yeah.
Like, this is a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
But this was actually, like, a studio in China. It's like, yeah, we'll do this. And what it's doing, it's not bad.
Okay.
I still didn't enjoy it. Now, where did you leave off at? And I swear to God, if you say at the starting credits, we're fucking
going to rumble. Not at starting credits. Close, though. Sorry. It was, like, I'm gotten the initial preference. Like, again, like, the whole Jupiter thing, yes. That's...
So, they got to Jupiter, so you're...
They were getting to Jupiter. Yeah. And I know, like, I was like, oh, this is bad, and that's about it. So, hearing the part about blowing, I'm like, this would be dumb. I love foreign films for the same reason that you're saying. Like,
I don't love foreign films.
I appreciate them. I love them because it's like watching... The best way I can think about it is like it's like watching a freaking Power Rangers show. It is not great. The quality is questionable at best, but it's doing something different, and for that, I love it.
I appreciate. Love, I do appreciate.
God, I want to make so many damn Letterkenny jokes at you.
I'll fucking watch it one of these days.
Yeah, you won't. It's like when me trying to get Jackie to watch Shazam.
Shazam!
Every time she's like, oh, like, you want to watch a movie? I'm like, yeah, would you like to? She's like, no. And I'm like, because it's something I've recommended so much. I'm like, I've accepted it's she so won't want to watch it with though. Me.
Like, I want to watch it again. I almost picked it up this past weekend on 4K. It's so but I grabbed Solo. But, like, yeah, it's...
Well, it's a good choice still. Solo is a solid Star Wars movie. Except for the end. So, solid Star Wars movie.
It's not a Star Wars movie. It's a fun, good movie. It's not a Star Wars movie.
Is it...
And I don't know if it's... Like, you could... Why are we... No.
Yeah. Okay.
Blundering Earth.
Anyways... I'm gonna finish it because I love this sort of stuff and I love seeing like your point is correct, like spot on. They do different stuff and they also have a different cultural sensibilities, which makes it seem so like we assume like, hey, we have this idea for like a love story and everything like that. We know how these things go, but they don't always flow the same way in different countries.
Right.
So I like seeing different versions of sci-fi. It's the same reason when we watched Guardians, as trash as that was, the Russian superhero movie.
Oh yeah.
It was fun. It was fun seeing a different perspective on a same trope.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I'm like, I'm going to finish this. It's also one of the top grossing Chinese made movies, of all time. It's on their top. It's like their Avatar, essentially, which is pretty nuts.
I could see why, and it's hard to watch a different cultures. Like, that's one of the... I guess problems that we have in America right now is we're trying to make our culture other cultures culture.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
It literally looks like we're putting a kimono and we're giving you chopsticks and we're going to call you Chinese. You're like, that's not how this works.
But like, so I don't know. It's hard for me to get into like the Chinese mindset of like, whoa. Or were they like, no, this is really bad. But it's not. Now I did give it a negative.
Yeah.
I was like, eh. I'm not a fan. I like what they were doing, but I didn't like the movie, I guess. But that's... I think that's more of a me problem and not a movie problem.
I think you're... it's understandable that people won't dig it. Like, I love it, but I also love Asian flicks. Like, and I like those oddball things. And this is definitely one of those oddball things. Like, it's a stupid...
And it's concept, not, well, and it's not the typical, like, oh, we're making a martial arts movie, because that's what we do, is make martial arts movies, you know?
Go America!
But yes. But that seems to be what the only movies that we import from the Asian cultures are martial art movies.
Or and it's horror like, movies.
No, we don't, we don't import those, we remake them, and then
we fuck them up so terribly.
And then we have the import also come out.
Yeah, because we're like, you didn't like that, here's the original. Like, oh, yay! I like original Coke. Some of them are not good, like Ringo is terrible, but it's also not meant for anyone outside of Japan, really.
I really liked The Ring, too.
No, I liked Ring, but Ringu.
Yeah, and Ringu is bad.
No, Ring is actually one of the... Oh, man.
That's a complete... Holy shit.
Whoa! Oh, my God, you caught it! Bravo!
A play just happened. I'm sorry. Sometimes we watch preseason football.
There you go.
So, I guess we're both on a...
I'm going to say Ghost... I'm going to finish it. But I'm like, the way of what I've gotten so far is like, this is what I expected. This is what I enjoy. I'm going to recommend it and give it probably a thumbs up. It's depending if I get bored, I guess.
I do give it a thumbs down, but I think it's more of a me problem than not the movie problem. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's
just not your
very
flavor.
Camp.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
They've rocket shipped the Earth. So, like, you have to understand that.
Like, I wanted to hear Aerosmith at a couple times would have made me really happy.
I do think they spend too much time at Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... So I think it's a me problem that I give it a thumbs down, but...
I'm all.
If you're interested in the concept, give it a little bit and see what you think.
I mean, I'm still into it a bit. So, like, my biggest thing is, like, if I get bored. Like, if I get bored halfway through, over halfway through the movie, then I'm like, then it'll probably turn to it now. But as of right now, I'm still kind of kicked into it.
Okay. All right. So, for our next streaming movie, I'm going to suggest The Perfection on Netflix.
I have no
fucking It looks clue. Like a horror movie.
Is this a new one, too? Did it just drop? Because I've never heard about that
I think
one.
Earlier this year.
Oh, Jesus.
Again, it's a Netflix movie, so take with that what you will. But it looks like a girl wants to be a violin player and maybe has some sort of curse. Or like, it's hard to tell what's actually happening. But yeah, Perfection on Netflix.
We'll see if it's... Perfection.
As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, soon to be Disney Plus, let us know at bathammer@gmail.com, Battenhammer on Twitter, Spring and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher every Monday morning.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to a lot of nerd news. So if you haven't stuck around for our tangent episodes, welcome! Wow.
Hello, buddy!
We're going to start small.
He-Man! I'm sorry. I got giggled about it because it's Kevin Smith and he's not really small versus he was really big before.
It's still very, very, very weird for me to see Kevin Smith. Skinny Kevin Smith, just because he's been fat my entire life.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's just like, yeah, I lost like 100 pounds. And you're like, your face is so different. It takes so getting used to.
Yeah.
It's like, I still haven't gotten used to Muse's teeth.
Oh, his fake teeth, right? Yeah. Well, it also affects the way he talks,
yes,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can hear and you're like, oh, because he almost has like a little bit of like a lisp.
He's got a lisp and it seems like it almost seems like they aren't implanted. Like, they're falling out at any moment, so he's holding them in almost.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
But like, I'm not going to make fun of the dude because, like, he kicked a really bad habit.
And he's turned his life
around. Yeah, he's turned his life around. Like, I applaud him. It's just, it takes getting used to those teeth. And it's still, I'm still not used to skinny Kevin Smith.
No,
and I probably will never be used to skinny Kevin Smith. But,
yeah.
Kevin Smith is bringing back He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
For Netflix.
Yeah. Which makes sense because they have She-Ra.
Animated.
Yeah, makes sense.
But what is he doing?
But why?
Well, is he just? I mean, I understand because like She-Ra's been a pretty big hit.
Yeah,
I know they want to get back into. I mean, really, the toys.
Yeah,
they don't care about the cartoon as much as the toys. But what is it like? What is he doing? He's not an animator. He could tell a story, but can he tell a He-Man story? Like, I don't think he could tell a He-Man story.
I think about
it as just putting his name on it.
Comic though, I don't think he's gonna be like a permanent attachment to it. But I also think about it as like when he does his comic stuff, like Kevin Smith can write good comics, especially if he's reined in.
But he also comes with onomatopoeia as a bad guy, and it's like,
again, it's wondering.
Onomatopoeia is your bad guy? You couldn't come up with a fucking different name than onomatopoeia.
I like onomatopoeia.
You fucking would.
I love onomatopoeia just because I love the name. He's the sound. He's the words that make sounds. I don't know what to think about this, but I also haven't watched She-Ra, and I really kind of do want to watch it.
Yeah, I haven't either. I know my daughter has and loves it.
That's the thing.
But
like,
it's also, you know, aimed at her.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've tried to go back and watch He-Man, and it's fucking horrendous.
No.
It is... I'm like, I watched this as a kid? What the fuck was I on? It is so bad.
I had a funny conversation with a massage therapist, because we talked about cartoons. And we were just talking about, like, some of the things that don't age well. And we were talking about He-Man and She-Ra and stuff like that. And just, like, even, like, back to My Little Ponies going, like, the ones that are being remade now, they're being remade because the nostalgia doesn't hold up to a lot of those things. And we're just thinking of, like, the ones that do hold up. And we're talking about Beast Wars, and she's like, no, it holds up. I'm like, I don't think it does, but I kind of want to go back and watch
it. Thundercats holds up. I haven't watched still campy, but Thundercats, DuckTales, Gargoyles.
Gargoyles does. I've watched it recently.
Tiny Toons
does as well. I haven't watched DuckTales recently.
Like there Animaniacs are, does as but, well. And I think we that's when
good writing
the animated though. Series.
Batman, yes, but so, those are good writing, and I think
that's when, good writing. When and what not. I think it was cartoons made for kids, made by adults, for kids, like. It's kind of like Shrek, where
it is Shrek
is a kid's cartoon, and they're like, we're going to throw in some stuff for you adults.
Yeah.
And Toy Story's done that too, and you're like, I can enjoy this. And you have a really simple story, and you have a deep story, and it's like, you can have both.
Yep.
I can't... That has to be tough as fuck as a writer to do.
I would agree. Because you have to play both fields, and you have to play them well.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is you can't just favor one audience because you're going to skew the other one. What?
Aunt Z or Ants.
Oh, yeah. Aunt Z. Sounds like Daisy, almost. But yeah, like Ants was terrible, but Bug's Life was great. Bug's Life was fucking like Seven Samurai, but with
the
kids.
The amount of people that don't like Bug's Life
that can get the ridiculous. Fuck right out.
Like, I'm like, it's always so low. And I was like, what the fuck are you guys on? This movie is a fucking...
Samurai.
Perfect!
With bugs.
Dude!
And it does the story
and
well.
Comedy? Ugh.
Yeah. No, we've...
A dude as a ladybug? Hey, why don't you come over here? Listen here, about... Oh, and it's fucking... Dennis Leary? Like,
Love that. Oh, but yes. I'm curious to see what he does.
Is that... That's two?
That's okay. Two, yeah. I am curious to see what he does with it. Kevin Smith has done some weird freaking shit throughout his entire life, and a good portion of it has probably happened in the past couple of years. I don't know if this is going to be one of those
gems. It's basically happened since Weed Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a gem or if it's going to be a stink bomb. We'll find out. Let's see. Regardless, it's going to be on Netflix, and it'll be appropriate for Netflix,
and
no matter what.
And I don't think it's made for us, but I think he's going to try and make it for us. Like, he's going to try and be like, okay, the kids that grew up in the... with this in the 80s want to watch He-Man and watch He-Man with their kids.
I
think he understands that.
I think he does. How about this? We just talked about playing both fields, right? I think Kevin Smith plays one field, can play one field well. Playing multiple fields, I don't think he can do very well, so I'm curious to see. Is it going to be a kids movie focused for kids, or is it going to be a
TV show?
Yeah. Is it a kids show focused on adults?
I think he's gonna hopefully get the right in the middle of
that'd
like
be cool.
I understand that people are gonna watch it with their kids that watched it when they were kids, and I think that's what he's going for. We'll see if he can pull it off well. All right, so news story number two. It's not really a news story. It's just kind of a small little tidbit. So we're not gonna talk too much about it. But the Joker has been rated R.
Yes. I thought it was gonna be rated R.
It's official. Oh, like, okay. It's rated R. It's one of those things that, kind of like Deadpool, when they're like, it'll be rated R, and you're like, sure it will.
We'll believe it when we see it.
It's rated R. Now, speaking of Deadpool, it appears that they're aiming for a PG-13 for Deadpool 3.
Do they really say that?
Remember when I said, like, oh, this is going to be bad, and everybody's like, no, Deadpool's still rated R, and then there were articles that are coming out like, yeah, Deadpool. And, yeah. Just saying, like, I think Deadpool's dead in the water. No. Pun intended.
I think he's the only X-Men character that they don't want to... They do want to reboot, but they don't feel like they can until he bombs. And...
I don't even think they want to be... I don't think they want anything to do with Deadpool other than Ryan Reynolds.
That's what I mean. Like, it is one of those anomalies in the Fox, like, wheelhouse, essentially, of their Marvel characters, where that one and Logan was successful.
Yes.
And they're like, thank God Logan's done, but they have Deadpool, and they're like, well, shit, we can't reboot him, because that would put Disney in a bad light.
And, can you get anybody else for Deadpool?
As of right now, no. Like, that is a hard recast role. Like, this same thing with fucking Logan. Like, I see people joking about them doing with that. They can do it. It's possible now that Logan's literally had his, or like, you know, Hugh Jackman's had his whole, like, circle, essentially.
I
mean,
he played it forever. I can see
over 10 years.
20.
Was it over 20? Or was it 20?
It was 2001, right?
Fuck.
That seems about when X-Men came out, so almost 20 years.
Good lord.
And like 47 movies. Because he was in fucking every movie.
Yeah.
All right, so... Some really odd news came out, and you heard it here first on the logo on this.
Yeah.
Lana Wachowski's coming back with Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss, who are dead.
Yep.
To make Matrix 4.
Are they?
I mean,
because there are theories about that the Matrix.
Okay.
What is it? It's like the three layer cake. Essentially, there was the Matrix that we saw when we first started the movie.
Well.
And then there's the Matrix outside of the Matrix, but then there's actually a third Matrix where it's actually that was all in the Matrix the Matrix kind of thing.
They are dead, but remember the architect has said you're not the first one.
Yeah.
She's not the first Trinity. So,
which is another theory, is that like you continue. That's what's like the show was. Other people are saying it's like a fucking Russian nesting doll where it's just their levels of reality.
I think the Matrix is being rebuilt, essentially, and so they're remade and they're going to train the new generation of Matrix.
I hope that's not the case.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I hope that's not the case.
I wonder.
But you're probably right.
I wonder where Laura is.
Laura?
Wachowski? The other Wachowski.
No, she's there too.
All I've seen is Lana.
Well, so I was listening to something about it as well. They were saying, like, so they're both going to, like, they lead it off with, no, Lana is, Lily is the one that's not going to be, that's not as prevalent.
I know they've gone through the transition, yes. And I thought they were Laura and Lana now.
I thought it was Laura and Lily, but I may be wrong, sorry. But anyways, the one that wasn't as much of a head director and co-writer of the previous movie is going to be taking more of the helm, and then the other sister is going to be taking like the backup and assist role.
Weird.
That's kind of the way I took it, is they're both helping. It's just that they're kind of switching who is in the primary lead.
Right, okay.
But I
haven't seen anything on the other Wachowski.
Yeah, it's literally like almost like 2-3 lines. It's such a weird freaking way to announce it, though. So that's the only reason why I can imagine they announced it that way, but I may be wrong.
The logo is going to be M4 Tricks.
I really,
for Matrix 4.
I also hope that's not the case, because it's so cheesy, but
it's perfect, and it's going to be in that green number code thing. Like, 100%. If you don't believe me, you're fucking wrong.
So, you talked about what the movie will be. What would you actually want the movie to be? Because you're talking about a movie that we're watching the 30th edition in a week. 20th, isn't it? I thought it was 30th.
20. Was it? No, 90s? It was 98.
Oh.
Come on, man. 30?
Oh, yeah.
You were 8 when it came out, and you were 6? Come on, now.
I mean, it's possible. But, like, we're watching the anniversary edition coming out of it.
Yep.
It is, to your point, it's 20, over 20 years old now. Or will be 20 years old.
I think it's 21. No, but
regardless, it's going to be that old. It has been aped so fucking much. And it was aped so hard right after it came out. What can it do to be different? It can't play the same things, because then it's going to be boring. It can't do the same, like, kung fu fights. It can't do any of that stuff. Because if it does, it'll be old hat. Is my thought.
I think it has to, because it set that rule of the Matrix is built on kung fu, essentially. Yeah. I don't know what I want, because I was left so wanting after 2 and 3.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I don't know what I want. Yeah, just fucking let him.
Well, he's
whatever.
Going for a walk.
Why don't you stop for tea before you fucking score? God damn it. At least it's just preseason. But, I don't know what I want from The Matrix. Maybe Keanu becomes the villain.
That'd be kind of cool.
And Carrie Ann becomes the one, almost.
Okay.
To where...
I love taking your hot takes on these things. That's why I was asking.
Well, I try to think of what's different.
Yeah.
What's something that people wouldn't be expecting? Because if you're going to give me The Matrix again, I'm like, all right, well, you tried that, and for every great part of Reloaded and Revolutions, there's 2 bad parts.
Yeah.
And it's like, the great parts are fucking great.
Yeah.
But the bad parts are like, what were you doing? You took time off to make these back-to-back. Like, that freeway chase scene.
That's beautiful.
Fuck. But, like, I don't know what I would want. And maybe I would want something to where humanity has taken over, and and now they need the machines back.
They're
building a machine uprising.
I'm almost kind of thinking that was my thought too, is that, well, we have all these things about doom and gloom about us being terrible, you know, viruses stuff.
Because we are.
We are. Own up to it. Have it that way kind of thing. Like, literally, they're the ones that kept the planet alive, so we actually have to do that. I also really would love to see something about the Animatrix, because I dug that so much.
I mean, you had the one kid in 2 from the Animatrix.
Yeah.
But, that, I mean, they didn't add too much from the Animatrix to the Matrix movies.
But I actually really, like, that was some of my favorite stuff, like, beyond the 2 and 3. Like, Animatrix was, it'd be, like, 1 and Animatrix, and then I think it was, like, 2 or 3. They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, I haven't watched 2 and 3 in a long time, but I've watched 1 multiple times. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those where, man, I wish you made a sequel to these movies. All right. It seems like every week we're gonna still fucking talk about this, but GameStop is... Is it gonna last till Christmas? This is fucking ridiculous. So they laid off 100 more people.
This being time the, from Game Informer, right?
Well, the 100 people are higher-ups, and all of Game Informer.
Not all. Half. About half of Game Informer. Which, I will say, it sucks.
The good ones from Game Informer.
It was a lot of
their essentially shuttered too. Game Informer.
Which, it sucks because I actually really do dig Game Informer. Like, they were one of my other sources I go to, and I like their podcast stuff, too. Like, they did good stuff. And it sucks because part of it was thing is, like, maybe they're shuttering their physical media part of it, but a lot of the people they left... Or they
digital content.
But off was digital content, and I'm like, you guys, what the? I was like, just do it, like
just shut the door.
I feel so bad for those people, but I'm like, can you imagine being the people that are left over and just counting your days?
You're watching the animal bleed out in front of you, and you're like, I wish I could help you, but I guess I'll just watch you die.
Like, there's nothing they can really do except for find other work, and. What is it? I think they're up in Michigan?
I'm not sure where they are.
I know they're not in the normal... They're not on the normal West Coast, like, publishing areas and where a lot of the game studios are. They're, like, out in the middle of nowhere in terms of video game stuff. So those people pretty much have to relocate if they want to stay in the business, if they can find work in the business. Fuck, man. It sucks because I think GameStop could thrive... In a couple ways, but part of it is they need to cut half their stores, which is a lot of fucking jobs.
Oh, we're gonna start seeing stores close.
They should have right before
the
ago.
End of the year.
Like it got too rampant. There's too many out there. Like if they can survive till the next console launch, that's what a lot of people are saying. If they can do that, it can breathe enough life in them that they could probably sustain themselves.
I mean, it'll help a little bit, but
the main model needs to. They need to literally cut over half their stores. And they need to reorganize.
And it's not that we want people to lose their jobs. No. Like, no. That's not... But this is one of those realities of, like...
You have a Starbucks in every corner.
Yeah.
And then you have sometimes 2. And that's what GameStop is right now. And that's not a sustainable model.
Kinda. And there's almost... I mean, there's a GameStop in every single, like, Walmart or Target shopping center.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, if there's one nearby, there's one near there,
and too. So, you know, people can get their games in Target or Walmart. Or they can get their games in GameStop. And I'm one of those that I would probably prefer to go into GameStop, but then I don't need a 100-page questionnaire to buy a fucking game. And I understand that they have to do it, and it sucks for them. Like, none of them want to do it, but, like, just let me buy the game and be like, nah, I'm good.
I enjoy... It's, like, the same thing about comic shops. I may not spend a lot of money in there, but I like going there to, like, browse, to talk to people and stuff like that, but that's... Again, I'm not buying stuff.
Right.
Like, most of my stuff is bought online or digital because it's easier that way. There are very few games I'll buy physical. Like, I'm buying physical Borderlands 3. I'm buying physical Probably. Final Fantasy 7. Like, I have those already pre-ordered. But, yeah.
Well...
Poor GameStop.
Speaking of buying games physical,
woo-hoo!
We have a release date for Final Fantasy VIII Remaster.
Is it already pre-ordered for you?
No, I'll just buy it. I'm going to buy it digital.
Yeah, well, I'm going to buy it. Well, that's all it is, digital, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But, I mean, it comes with a theme if you pre-order it. Fuck. That's the thing. I was like, fuck. Because I want to use that code that I had.
Like, if that's not the theme music...
Oh, my God, then that... Fuck that. I need to go see...
And it'd just be the water crashing like it was at the beginning of 8. Remember when you saw that in 1998 and you were like, it's never going to get any better than this.
If that's what the theme is,
that'd be amazing.
I would. I'm like,
it's
fuck it.
It's just going to be Squall's money. Face with the fucking.
Yeah, that makes me sad though, because I'm like, it could be so much better.
There are a billion options they could do, and they're going to go with the lamest, I'm sure. And you're like, you fuckers.
But yes, I'm super excited.
Did I say the date? September 3rd. Yep. September 3rd. So like 2 weeks.
I'm fucking excited.
Oh, $20. Yeah, I should probably just pre-order it today.
So it
loads and all that jazz.
That's kind of the reason why. Like, again, it's... I'm still playing through Final Fantasy Remastered. Or the... Not Remastered, but their... The pretty version, whatever it is.
Of 7?
Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah, it's like, Remastered.
But I'm like, well, yeah, it is. It's pretty, it's fun, and I'm so excited that all the things that I love about it are in 8. Because I'm like, yeah, great, I can play it blindfolded and be fine.
I'm so excited for rest mode. Because I can be out in the middle of nowhere, drawing fucking magic, and be like, ooh, I can just put my game into rest mode, as opposed to being like,
I'm really fucking excited, because I've actually never beat 8. I always got to the very end. And I'm like,
I love 8 so much.
A lot of people hate it, and that's okay, because they felt like it went too jump. Because if you think about it, the contractions were, it went 7, where it was like this cool, like dystopian kind of like that Final Fantasy-esque. Then it went 8, when it went far dystopian, and then it went right back to 9.
Well, what I feel are the people that hate 8 got into role-playing games with 7. And 8 is more of a role-playing game than 7 is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of expect one type of game, and you get a different type of game with 8.
Which,
I mean, you're allowed to have your wrong opinions, that's fine.
Well, it's the same
reason. 7 is the worst of the PlayStation 1 Final Fantasy games.
I still haven't played 9. I do own it.
9 is so good.
I still haven't played 9 because I do want to play 7, 8, 9. As dumb as that is, that's what I want to do.
I'm
excited.
Hoping beyond hope there's a random announcement of tactics.
If they would do that with a similar kind of feature set.
The War of the Line or whatever.
Yeah, well, like, but like War of the Line doesn't have like the fast and stuff. No. But if it had like, because you don't really need the speed as much, you can. Yeah. But like making it easier just so I can beat the game, because there's a fucking amazing story in Tactics.
Tactics is
The game. I love the gameplay, but I always have the tendency of power leveling myself to the point where I can't get past story modes, and then I quit, and then I restart like 2-3 years down the line. Same
you're
shit.
Like, I'm not
going to
do this. And then you're all like, oh, chakra.
Yep.
Or what is it, boost?
Oh my God. No, I do chakra, boost, and accumulate.
Yeah, and they just give you free JP, and you just
sit like, there. Yeah. And I'm like, why am I enjoying this so much?
All right. Before we get to the Disney news, which is actually probably the biggest news for the podcast, some really massive news came out of Sony, the video game portion. Yeah. Finally, after forever,
they put a ring on it.
They decided to make it official, and they bought Insomniac. Insomniac, which has done, obviously, the new Spider-Man,
Ratchet and Clank,
Spyro, and Resistance, which means we're fucking getting a Resistance remaster for PS5. I'm almost going to stake my left testicle on this.
I never actually played Resistance.
They were really
But they were big. Because Resistance was the first online multiplayer shooter they had on PS3.
Yes.
That got people really fucking psyched about it. Is that, and I think Killzone maybe? I don't know if Killzone 3 was out on...
Killzone 3 wasn't out yet. Resistance was the launch title.
Yeah. But... Fuck, man. I'm so excited for them. And it's funny because I saw so many people get all pissed off about this. And I'm like, no, this is a good
thing.
Why
would you get...
People are...
They basically own them already.
They do. That's the thing. And so people are upset. Like, so this is the counter-arguments, which I'm going to tell you right now. I think are dumb. But the counter-arguments were, is they like, that means it's only locked to one console. People hate anything with exclusives. I'm like, bullshit.
They've always been exclusive.
They've always been exclusive, to your point, yes.
Sunset Overdrive was exclusive to Xbox. Yes. Their other stuff was exclusive to PlayStation.
And they also did Haze. I want to say they did Haze. Haze was terrible.
No, Fuse.
Fuse, that's what. But it was with EA, I think.
Yeah.
But the problem is that someone was like, they do a bunch of these awesome games, and then they do a shit ton of VR titles as well, which I didn't even know they did. But they do that because they have to keep themselves, like, honestly employed, busy. They have to keep making money on this stuff. The fact that they are finally in the wheelhouse with the other freaking two buddies. Like, if you think about just mascot platformers, you had Sly Cooper, Ratchet and Clank, and Jak and Daxter. Of those, that was Sucker Punch, that was Naughty Dog, and it was Insomniac. Two of those have been owned by Disney for a long time.
Disney.
Same thing. Pretty much.
Sony for a long time. Insomniac has never been.
Disney buys Insomniac.
No, Disney buys Sony. You know, that's a one. How much for your business? But
those fucking people with that meme. Shut up.
I love it.
That
so
ain't
much.
Happening.
But I am so excited for them because it means they can focus on, they essentially, not that they have money bags, but they have security. That they can make and put more focus on the games they want to do rather than the games they have to do, if that makes sense.
Ratchet & Clank 2 will be a PS5.
Thank fucking God, because Ratchet & Clank,
title.
Because the remake of it was beautiful. I fucking love Ratchet & Clank. Never got into Sly Cooper. I tried it. It was a good game, just not my thing. Same thing with Jak and Daxter. But Ratchet & Clank fucking A. And it is gorgeous.
Yes.
And then you have, I know, man, I'm really excited about Spider-Man 2 for them, but also whatever else they can fucking do at this point. That just gives them security. I'm
excited for Resistance. Like, this is almost a guarantee that Resistance is coming with a remaster.
They got time, and they got money. Well,
and they got money, and they don't have to worry as much about making that money, where Sony can be like, here's some money.
Yes, we
make
know
this.
You, and they have
here's some money specifically for this.
Yeah.
Do it.
And they've had a good track record. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, their fails. Like, the biggest one I can think of is Fuse.
Yes.
Is their biggest fail, but I'm like, Sunset Overdrive was fun. I would love to see a second one, and they have a chance they could make another one, but I mean, like, I love just seeing what they do, and I'm fucking excited for them. I was really happy.
I'm really happy for them. I understand wanting to keep them independent, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. but they haven't really been independent.
No.
They've been contracted with Sony or Microsoft for the last 20 years.
Yep.
All right.
Them.
Here we go. All
right, so the other part that owns our ass.
Yep. That was pretty much it, though. There's nothing Disney-related at all this week, which is really
weird.
There's
23 things that don't exist.
All right, so we're going to start with the big talking point, and then we'll get to the other big talking point.
Yeah.
As of right now, Spider-Man is no longer going to be part of the MCU. Yep. Sony and Disney could not come to a contractually agreed-upon agreement,
mm-hmm.
which sounds fucking stupid to say, but whatever.
Yeah.
And right now, Sony is not allowing Disney to use Spider-Man in any movies. People are upset at Sony because... because Disney almost has them brainwashed.
They do.
They're like, why would they do... Okay, first of all, Spider-Man is Sony's character. Yep. And they're like, oh, it belongs to Marvel.
No, they bought it, and they've actually maintained it longer than Disney did.
Remember when none of you guys cared about comic book characters, and Marvel was like, we're going out of business, we need to sell our stuff.
Sony bought up on Spider-Man.
Yes.
And they kept making Spider-Man movies. And
they've made the three best.
Yeah.
I mean...
Okay.
They have.
I'm trying to figure what yours are. Well, this might be a really
one,
good...
1, 2, and Into the Spider-Verse.
Are you talking about 1 and 2 from Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
I disagree, but that's okay.
Well, I mean...
You could be wrong.
You're
fine.
Always on the wrong pod.
Yeah, you are too. But...
So, Disney does have this cloud over people because of... They grow up with Disney, and so...
Well, they also think of Disney as the big parent doing all the nice things.
Yeah,
they do a lot of shit
that
behind
Disney's
them.
Mean and cruel. And, like...
And
so
they bully other businesses.
What the contract was essentially Sony got 90% of the profits.
95% of the profits, I think.
I'm seeing 90, like it's...
It's got the majority.
I want to
of
look
it.
At the contract, yeah. and I don't want to fucking go down that Google hole. That. So they're getting 90-95% of the profits of Spider-Man. Marvel was producing Spider-Man and taking 5%, 100% merchandising rights.
Which is huge.
Which is... Way bigger than the movie.
Yeah.
Way bigger than the movie. People don't understand that.
It's
way
like, what is it, when you go to a concert?
Way
it's the
bigger
merch,
than the movie.
It's the merchandise.
Way
yeah.
bigger than the movie. One thing that was...
Way bigger than the movie. Right, sorry.
But one thing that was hidden that people aren't talking about is it's a Sony-owned character that they have no control over. i.e. they cannot take Spider-Man and put him in any of their live-action movies.
Like Venom and
stuff. Venom
like
2.
Yep.
We know Venom 2 is happening. They could not use Spider-Man in any live-action movies. He belonged in Marvel movies.
Yep.
And Marvel movies only.
They essentially loaned him out, but without the ability to do anything with them.
Yes. So they cannot use their own character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more Team Sony on this than Team Disney because it's a Sony character.
We do both agree, though. I mean, they're big fucking companies.
They're big fucking companies.
But we also don't want a monopoly with Disney, and I think everyone's too comfortable with
everybody
that.
Everybody wants a monopoly with Disney as long as they get more Marvel movies.
Yeah, which is, I'm like, again, it's like, hey, here's the bad parent giving you sweets all the time, and like, your teeth are going to rot eventually, and then you're going to be like, what am I chewing on? And you're like, you're eating mushy peas. Congratulations. There's a Marvel tag on it. But, again, I don't think that Sony's wrong in doing it because they're trying to do business.
No, and I don't think Disney's wrong for wanting
more money on
it. More money, yeah. But like, I completely understand Sony being like, no, we're good. And the people that are angry at Sony just because
Marvel's basically telling them to be.
Yes. This hurts, as of right now, this hurts Marvel way more than Sony.
Oh, yeah, so that's why they
built Phase 4 around Spider-Man.
They did.
And
they knew it was risky.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? Spider-Man 2 is the like most recent Spider-Man 2. I love that meme, by the way. You know what the difference between the trilogy? She's like
three movies.
And you go like, whoop. I gotta find that meme for this one. You have to help me find that one. But like this last movie was one of the most profitable Marvel movies, especially opening wise. Like it's not the most, I don't think, but it was one of the most.
It's Sony's most, but I don't think it's one of the most.
No, Marvel's most.
It's Sony's most profitable movie.
Oh.
I don't know where it stands with the Marvel because
it's definitely up there.
Like it's, I know, not, it made a bill, but I don't think it was.
I don't know. Like, yeah, my thought is, it's just
doesn't matter.
There
was somebody having that argument that these movies were better than anything Sony's done because they grossed more.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And I'm like,
just because you make more money doesn't
mean Sony
money.
Literally made the best Spider-Man movie.
That I agree on.
Into the Spider-Verse.
100%, that I agree on.
Like, if you come back with me and be like, no, I'll be like, go away.
Yeah.
That is the best Spider-Man movie. Spider-Man 2 is easily the second best Spider-Man movie. Spider-Man 2 is great.
I love Spider-Man 2. And it's because of Doc Ock.
Yeah. Now, Doc Ock's the best we can part have method. Arguments over Spider-Man 1 and, like, the Homecoming Spider-Mans or whatever. The Marvel Spider-Mans. Because Spider-Man 1 showed you something that you hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
And so you have that nostalgia of, like, Jesus Christ, he's doing this?
Yeah.
Where the Marvel Spider-Mans give you Iron Suit Spider-Man?
Like, my thought is the Marvel ones give you spectacle.
Like, they gave you Vulture.
Yeah, my thought is this. I actually really liked the Andrew Garfield ones, but it's because they did Gwen Stacy. Like, I'm alone on that, but I'm like, I loved Gwen Stacy, and I loved the cool guy Spider-Man. It wasn't the nerdy Spider-Man that I really, really think Tom Holland did a great job with. Not the uncomfortably nerdy version that Tobey Maguire did, but I enjoyed them. Like, I really did. The worst part about the second one was when they tried to do too much and they messed up Electro, because I was so excited about Electro.
Green Goblin looked like fucking shit. Or yeah, Bob Goblin looked like shit.
He did. But yes, I'm glad that they're pushing back on it because Sony, one is Marvel doesn't.
Who would
doesn't
be fucking left?
No one.
So I think Disney will just buy Sony. Who is left then? Paramount?
I don't want that though. Like, I don't.
Is that the only one left though? Paramount.
Paramount's owned by CBS. Viacom, which
is owned by CBS.
CBS, but like, so now they merged.
Paramount is the only one left that I can think of off the top of my head. Like, you have the Netflix stuff.
Yeah.
But at some point people need to be like, hey Disney, calm your
tits. Chill the fuck out. That's the thing, is like, I don't want it to be a crazy monopoly. Like, I love Disney Plus.
And everybody
like,
the idea does, because it's Marvel characters.
And I'm like, that is a terrible banner to hide a bunch of terrible shit behind. Like,
well, not you saying know they're, why they're don't company. Own all their characters? It's your fault. Because you didn't buy comic books.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. They almost went out of business.
Yeah.
But
and
I'm excited that they're...
And I love that DC was like, hey, we'll help you out. Like, I really love that DC helped keep them afloat.
Who?
Marvel.
Oh, yeah, back in the day, wasn't it, right? Fuck, I don't remember this part, actually.
Yeah. They've both done it to each other. Which is awesome. Cool, of like,
because they understand they need more competition to breed
excellence.
Yeah.
I.e., look at Madden.
I was watching football.
Since there's no football games, Madden has no competition.
I mean, just look at, what is it, NBA 2K versus NBA Live. NBA Live is always shit, but NBA 2K is still fun to play. I don't even like on basketball games. I'm just soccer games. But it's more of an arcade thing. I love that. But I'm glad that there's at least just... I'm glad that there's fights like this shit.
Yeah.
Because they don't need to own everything. They need something to check them.
And they've taken a huge PR hit. Like, because everybody's basically team Disney on this. And if anybody's like...
I try to figure if you're talking about like Sony
Look at what Sony has to do. Like, no, they shouldn't have... It's Marvel's character. And it's like, okay. You can't have a logical conversation on this.
Because you're just wanting more Marvel stuff. Yeah. And I'm like... That's basically saying you need your fix. You don't care who you have to blow to get to it.
Now Sony needs to not make shitty Spider-Man movies if they're going to do this.
Yeah. Like, give me more Into the Spider-Verse.
Which we will
I want to...
Like, you're going to do Andy a live
Circus,
action.
Andy Serkis with Vitamin 2 actually gives me more hope. It doesn't give me, like, carte blanche. This is going to be great, but...
No.
Gives me more hope. Like, I want to see shit like that. I want to see good moves. They can't use Tom Holland, though.
Yes, they can.
They can.
Because he's contracted with Sony.
Oh. But they can't make any references to the MCU.
Correct. So we can't have
his Iron Spider-Man suit.
Aunt May is not with...
Happy.
Happy.
That's they were just friends, you know.
Now, what you could do... Though, the funny thing is, in the next Marvel movie, while you can't have... Peter Parker.
You can't have a Spider-Man.
You can't have Spider-Man. You can have Tom Holland hanging out, and they could talk to him and be like, hey, what's up, P? Or whatever. He would have to be Tom Holland and not... And
I'm so trying to think like of what they can do.
I would like to see and Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield like having lunch or something.
Yeah.
And Nick Fury comes in, he's like, man, I could use your guys' help right now. And then just walks out.
Yeah.
And they're like, sorry,
they say, like, we're going to take our order to go, and they all walk away.
Or like, sorry, we got a contract to do something else right now. Like, some sort of dig. I think that would be amazing.
That'd be funny. But I don't know what they're going to do Disney-wise if they don't get this. Because they don't have... There is still time, but there's no...
Captain Marvel.
Well, there's no logical way that I can think of them... buying Sony Pictures.
No.
Sony won't sell because they know that, what is it? I think it's Sony Pictures.
Sony knows that Disney needs them.
Yeah, they do. And they will win out on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I guarantee they'll just sit and win. They bear it out a little bit, but they're going to make money at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And I think they offered like 30% for their stake, like to increase Marvel's stake up to like 30% instead of like 5% or something. Or they wanted their stake to go up like to 30% or something. But I'm like, If I have to choose, because they're two damn big companies, and at the same time, they just do it for money, I do side with Sony because I want competition.
All right, so we'll get to actually some good Disney news now.
Because remember we talked about Disney being horrible? Now we're suckling at their teat.
But then they're like, hey guys, what about Disney Plus? And we're like, oh, what you got for us? And they're like, you like Marvel? We're like, I guess.
I'm like, here's some more Marvel.
I want more Marvel. So we're getting Moon Knight.
Which I'm actually really psyched about.
Weird. With, I guarantee Kit Harington is Moon Knight.
Ooh.
Because he's part of the MCU. They just haven't announced what part he's going to be.
Did they really? I didn't know that.
He's going to be Moon Knight.
I'm okay with that.
Miss Marvel.
But it's the Camilla?
Yes.
Which is, she's Inhuman too. Yeah, which, weird. Well, I mean, it makes sense. She's the first, the first Muslim American leading a Marvel? Like, it makes sense why they're going for it.
No, it does. And it makes sense that they're doing it on a TV show and not a movie.
Most importantly, though.
What?
Most importantly, though.
She-Hulk.
I'm so fucking excited. I am so fucking excited.
Hulk is probably like...
So fucking excited.
What about me?
No, they're like, so fucking excited. Yeah.
Do they do a crime drama?
I want them to do lawyer drama. Like, I think this is the way they take place of what they try to do with Daredevil.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, 100%, that's what's going to be legal procedural drama with, like, you know, superhero stuff on the side. I'm so excited about She-Hulk. Miss Marvel, I never read the comic stuff. I'm excited about the premise. Moon Knight, because if they do it right, we have like a Marvel Knights kind of thing where it's kind of dark and dreary, but I don't know if
they'll go that far. And they own Ghost Rider and Blade, mm-hmm. and so you can see Moon Knight just kind of slide right into the movies coming from the TV series.
I'm really curious to see what their moves are with the TV shows interacting. Obviously, we have movie actors in the TV shows. So I'm curious to see how the reaction's backed and how this affects the movies going forward. But yeah, I saw this. I saw She-Hulk. I'm like, fuck, done, sold, cool, whatever. I'm happy. Also, I really liked the Disney Plus logo because I hadn't seen it until I saw the most recent story after this one.
It's, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, what?
So this is what happens when you check your phone during a podcast. No. Oh, you get the poster for Rise of Skywalker.
Ooh.
It's Rey and Kylo.
That looks pretty badass.
On what, I can't make out the ship. It looks like they're on a broken part of a ship, and overhead is the Emperor kind of looking down on them.
Hmm.
but yeah. Okay.
We'll for you, see. Marvel, like Marvel shows, I don't think of nothing besides Falcon and Winter Soldier, which he still apparently will not be called Captain America in that. He'll still be called the Falcon. But, like, besides that one, has any of these other shows really, like, clicked with you?
Because
that's, like, 7-8 shows now?
WandaVision interests me. Mm-hmm. I hate the fucking title. I know you do. Like, it's dumb. If they do Loki in a fun way, mm-hmm. I'm interested in Loki. I want him to be Quantum Leap. The bad guy, where he takes the good things and makes them wrong, right? Like, isn't that perfect, though?
I fucking love it. Can you just do pitch meetings now? It's be fun.
Like, what is it, Screen Rant?
I love their pitch meetings so much. The dude just playing both sides is like, but why?
No, Barely an Inconvenience. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I love that thing. All right, we're never going to talk about it again. What?
That's what I would like out of Loki. Yeah. So I'm interested in Loki. I want WandaVision to be really good. I just hate the title.
Yeah.
Falcon and Winter Soldier, I'm in on. Moon Knight, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm actually really interested in Moon Knight. What else do we have now? She-Hulk, whatever. Mm-hmm. Miss Marvel, whatever.
I'm excited about What If, personally. What if is probably my
most. Now, it's going to be animated.
It is.
So that gives them a little more room on how to do a story, so I'm kind of excited on that. Isn't there something else that we're missing?
There is, and I don't know what it is.
It's not Inhumans.
Thank God.
It's starts with an E.
Eternals?
Eternals.
That's a movie. That's a movie.
Why do I feel like we're missing?
I feel like we're missing a show, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's not like it won't come out right after we stop recording.
Yeah, but like, fuck, man. I don't have time for all this shit.
I mean, like, some of those aren't coming out until 2020,
2021. I don't care about this shit. Let's talk about November. Oh my God. This is a minute and a half of bliss. This, at least this trailer is what Star Wars is.
Mm-hmm.
We got a trailer for The Mandalorian, a new trailer. Holy fuck. This looks so good. Fucking don't even look at me like that. I'll murder you.
I'm giving you a look. I'm sorry.
I don't want Pablo Pascal to take his bucket off at all.
A la Dredd, yes.
I want him to be Dredd and not Judge Dredd.
Agreed.
I don't care if he talks. I don't ever want to see his face. Ever.
I think it would ruin the mystique.
Yes. 100%. IG-88 or 86, depending on what model this is.
What's that?
The robot.
Oh, the tall robot thingamajiggy?
The tall robot that
yes,
what's spooling that's in Empire.
Okay.
Is one of the bounty hunters in Empire.
Yeah.
Does more in this trailer than Boba Fett did in two movies. I'm hope it's probably IG-86 and not IG-88. I hope it's IG-88, and I kind of hope they do the storyline where IG-88 made clones of himself and like overrode the programming of IG-86s. So there's four IG-88s in the books. One of them became
Hold on there. You know, I let you go for a little while. But at one point, somewhere in that long conversation, I wanted to call massive amounts of bullshit that you're just making shit up. But I know it's probably not.
Oh, wait.
I'm sure. There's more.
Yeah, you think there's more. You think that's it. No, one of them becomes the Death Star laser in the Death Star. Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's amazing. And you can see... Is it in... Fuck, I can't remember. One of the scenes is either Jedi or New Hope, but you can see a broke-down IG-88 droid.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Jedi, but I'm not 100% sure, so please don't quote me on that. Fuck, this trailer looks so... This looks like what I want out of a Star Wars TV show. Go ahead.
You're right, yeah.
You're fucking wrong. God, why do
I think it looks okay. Like, it does have a lot of cool moments to it. It still obviously looks like a TV show. It still hasn't totally sold me on Star Wars. It really evokes something trying hard to be Star Wars. But again, it's a fucking trailer. So I'm going to watch it. Fuck yes, I'm going to watch this. Of course I am. I saw it after you guys were all talking about it until I finally got home, watched it. And I was like, okay, it's cool. I wasn't as amped as I was really hoping. And I don't know if it's just because I read stuff before, you know?
Rian Johnson has fucked us.
It could be. I still worry that...
So much trepidation.
I still worry that I'm so burnt out on Star Wars. Like, I genuinely am fucking worried that I am burnt out on Star Wars.
I can see that.
And again, it's because of, like, Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, everything like that. Like, watching him again, I'm like, fuck, am I not as fun of it? Like I saw you guys talking about IG-88 or whatever, like, and I had no idea what the fuck you're talking about, and I was like, I think I know what that is, and I'm like, am I so far away that I don't care as much? Like,
I mean, that's my concern. When it comes to Star Wars, like, you aren't as in the TK and I are.
Oh, God, no. Like, I'll wholeheartedly admit that, but I saw the trailer, it looks okay. It doesn't look terrible at all. It just, I'm still not sold that I'm gonna love this. I'm sold that I'm gonna watch it. But I'm not sold that I'm going to love it.
I think it looks...
I was more impressed by the Disney Plus logo out of the whole thing, because I was like, oh, it's the cute little, like, whoosh. But, yeah. I hope it's good. I'm still holding out hope that it's not terrible.
I don't think it's going to be terrible. Like, it looks like it at least has the feel of a Star Wars universe.
Yeah. It looks like it's trying really hard, and not in a bad way. Like, it's trying hard to win my affection, but I'm like, I don't know if I can go that way. We'll see. I'm going to try. I'm going to watch it. I'm excited because it has fucking Jon Favreau in it, directing-wise.
Yep.
Super excited about it. I love the style of it. I love the fact that they're doing mental. Please don't. You're right. Please don't let him take his helmet off.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff there. The style of it looks like high quality, like they're actually giving it their all. I don't know if I can.
I already wasted this joke on you, but like, when I saw it, I was like, holy shit, this makes me think that Mandos are cool. And then immediately Jar Jar Binks popped into my head and he's like, egads! What's Amisa saying? Like,
no, you wasted that on Sarah. I wasn't in the room.
Oh, you weren't?
I heard it far away. And I was like, what the fuck is he saying? Yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm really, really fucking hopeful that it doesn't suck. Is that before? Before Rise of Skywalker? Or is it after?
Yeah, it's November. Skywalker is December.
I wonder if it's going to be all released before, if there's going to be a tie-in with it between last...
I mean, it can't be, because this is before... This is between New Hope and Sith.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was between those two. I'm sorry. I thought it was, like, after. I thought it was between, like...
No, because look at the buckets.
Oh.
I mean, it might be after Jedi, but, like, I was thinking before the new stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking between Jedi and Force Awakens.
I can't remember the timeline offhand. I thought it was, I thought that it was between Hope and Sith, but it might be between Jedi and Awakens.
I guess,
but
it's more way. Like I was hoping that it was, and then I was thinking the Obi-Wan one would be between
Hope and Sith. Oh, fuck!
What?
I didn't even include that.
What, Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan. It's official.
We talked about it last week.
It was official
last week.
But it's official.
Okay. It's official that you've seen it now. I understand.
It wasn't announced, though.
It was announced. Like, it was confirmed. 100% confirmed. They just hadn't announced, like, the title placard of the show if they did that already.
Whatever.
Obi, one more time.
Hit me, Obi, one more time.
Okay, I was going Daft Punk. You're going Britney Fuck Spears. Daft Punk.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to us by Hammer.
Yes, I want to know, what was your favorite DVD you own? And I did get clarification when people were asking if it could be DVD sets. I'm like, no, that would make me rethink my answer. It is DVD.
Which is weird, because that's a 20-year-old format.
I know, but it's a one that I think all of us...
But yeah, I still have a bunch of DVDs that I haven't traded in.
A lot of us have them, and we keep them for reasons. Like, there's a reason why they're not.
Like, I have Gladiator, Gladiator Blu-ray, Gladiator 4K, Braveheart, Braveheart Blu-ray, Braveheart 4K.
You probably need to get rid of the DVDs.
Why? Like...
You definitely need to get rid of the DVDs at that point. For me, my thought is, like, I upgrade to a format, and then I try to sell the old one for the most part.
Yeah, that's usually what I go with as well. I don't know why I still have some of the old ones that I still have. So we got our answer from our buddy TK. He went with Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Which is...
That was a fun movie.
That was fun. Bellucci. It was so fucking... Mm. It was such a weird one because it happened is. After Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, I think, yes. right? And that's why I was like, everyone's like, it's like the French version of Crouching Hidden Dragon, but with like werewolves and not at all.
It's like, no, I don't understand what...
It's because it had Kung Fu, you racist not, bugs.
Bugs gave us an answer of Stranger Than Fiction. Fucking Will Ferrell. We did have a nice conversation about working out and...
Yeah,
he tried to bully us into working out more, and I'm like, stop, we want to be fat.
No, I don't.
Do we not, though?
I mean, I do.
Have
like
we
the
seen
stuff.
What we eat?
I have seen what I drink, too.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, I've really tried to cut down on, especially, like, my sugar intake, but, like, my just bad food intake. Weekends are so rough because I prep so much during the week.
Yeah, you want
to
be
that when it comes to the weekends, like, I don't want to prep anymore. Like, it takes so much time. And you know how easy it is to eat shitty fucking food?
I've gotten better about, at least if I'm going to eat shitty food, I kind of relegate it that I'm not going to eat as much of it. It's like, I haven't had fast food for the past month, but I've had...
Yes, you had?
No, wait, because we had...
You had Panda, like, had 2 weeks ago. Fucking lying
God
bastard.
Damn it, that's the one thing. God damn it. But I mean, like, okay, so I haven't...
If you take all the times that I've been drinking out, I haven't had a drink in, like, 2 months.
So fuck Panda, but...
No, Panda's delicious.
No, it's not.
It is. I don't... All that MSG is
That's
so
the thing is,
bad.
Like, I always enjoy other brands of, like, Chinese food over Panda, but okay. Panda's just convenient.
Yep.
So, like, I have out of this, for work, going out to lunch, I have not had fast food. I've always tried to go to something fresher and better that tastes better, and it's probably going to cost a little bit more, but I do less of it. So I've been trying to do that. It's still not better. I should be cooking more and making more food, but...
Yeah.
Then I undo it with, like, having, like, 4 beers in a night.
Yeah, dude. So, for me...
Also, Stranger Than Fiction's a good movie.
So, for me, I went with Eurotrip.
I was looking... I keep always fucking looking at that DVD, by the way.
I love that movie. As far as I know, it is not available on any higher format.
Really?
As far as I can tell, it's not available on anything other than DVD.
I don't feel like it's loved nearly as much by many people. Like, it's like a weird...
No.
I loved that fucking movie.
I think that... I don't know what the reasoning is. Like, it's hilarious.
That's a really fucking fun movie.
And, like, it's dumb comedy, but...
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Like, I love that movie. What about you, buddy?
Mine is Battle Royale. It was the first DVD I bought when I went to Anime Expo of a Japanese movie, and it is still one of my favorite stupid movies, and I need to watch it again soon since I have it on Blu-ray and I haven't watched it in a couple years.
Wait, Blu-ray or DVD?
I have it on Blu-ray, but I also own the DVD. Okay. The DVD is like a collector's box set, and it's a region-free one, so it's like kind of like a hacked version, but it has this like awesome like outside cover that looks like basically a yearbook. I fucking love that movie. And every chance I can, like, I will... Probably, but if it goes on 4K, I don't even own 4K. I will buy that movie on 4K. But yeah.
All right. So for this week's pod question, I want to know, what is your favorite montage song?
Montage.
Even Rocky had a montage. Montage.
I gotta go think about that one.
There are billions of options. You can use any of them. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it needs to be a montage song. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
You send us your answers at bettandhemer@gmail.com.
Bettandhemer.
Bettandhemer on Twitter. You can reach me, Springs and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taru Skippy. He's dying over there. He's at Crane Kalis. Three N's.
Yeah,
he's fucking dumb.
Not right. You can, God damn it, Hemer.
You can find the podcast every Monday morning
on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. God damn it. Like us, love, and share us. I don't know why, but Hemer just got me.
I mean, that's like, I get it. That's fine. I'm not going to judge you for what I said.
You judge me for everything I say. It's all right. Don't worry about that.
Well, and before we go. Happy birthday, good sir.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was, the birthday was okay. The day following was much better, because I got to actually do relaxing, chill stuff, so it was nice.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 323 of Sprague and Zay Geek. So for Sprague and Zay Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hemer.
And... Brace your geek.
Have a great week.
You stub your goddamn toe.
That's a dick move, man.
Every day for like a month.
Oh, fuck.
It's all like broken.